Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amon.
We are back once again, and we had an awesome preach today. We want to talk about a few things to encourage and edify you. We traveled and preached at an Anabaptist country club called Pinecraft. Took my young brother Akua with us. He's never done a preach like this before, so it was good training for him. And it was awesome. We got to preach the gospel. We got to preach to a bunch of young people. Some old people listen. I think we actually talked to seekers there. And there was the usual mockery and all types of things like that. But today we want to talk about something we saw. Our young brother said it. What did he say, Sister Amon?
I can't quote him, but I can say he said something about those people there showed the Proverbs fool, just exactly what the Proverbs fool would look like, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, we showed up and people were all playing shuffleboard and doing their casual life of vacationing. And as soon as we showed up to preach, they started singing their unbiblical hymns. And it showed what's in their heart because they weren't singing to God till we showed up to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. Then they tried to sing and we just kept preaching. And we got to talk to some young people. But there was a couple of older men that really acted foolish, silly. I'll just say the word stupid. And our brother saw it and he was like, wow, there's no spirit of God here.
Right. Yeah. It was like over the top foolishness, yeah. Like utter.
Amen.
Foolish.
So we thought we would share some scripture verses. So we looked up a bunch of scripture verses on fools in the Bible.
So I have an assortment. I had to make myself stop.
This is something we don't want to be. We don't want to be fools. The Bible frowns on that.
All right. Proverbs 10:8. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall.
Yeah. And let's see. Proverbs 10:21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom.
Proverbs 10:14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction.
Ooh, that's a good one. Proverbs 10:18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that utter a slander is a fool. Hey, we had some of that stuff going on today, some slander going on.
Oh, yeah. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
How about Proverbs 10:23? It is as sport to a fool to do mischief. We saw that today.
Oh, yeah.
But a man of understanding has wisdom.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see, Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of the fools proclaimeth foolishness.
Yeah, they show their heart, don't they? It reminds me of what Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
Yeah.
Proverbs 14:3, in the mouth of the fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall persevere them.
Yeah.
Or does that say preserve them?
Preserve,
sorry.
Uh-huh. And then Proverbs 14:9, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor.
Mm.
We see that often, don't we?
Yeah, foolish God, people God favors the righteous.
Well, I meant the fools mocking sin.
Oh, yeah. Proverbs 14:16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. We saw that today. Mm-hmm. We saw people saying unbiblical, foolish, lying things, and they were like bold and raging in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they stand out very confident in their foolishness.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Proverbs 14:24, the crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness is the fools of folly.
Yeah.
Now, the foolishness of fools is folly.
Is folly.
I said it wrong. Yeah, it is. Yeah, isn't that funny? The foolishness of fools is folly.
Yeah. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Yeah, you reap what you sow, right?
And then Proverbs 18, 6 and 7. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly do a lot that's going to snare their soul.
They fall into snares. Proverbs 18, 7. A fool's mouth is his destruction. His lips are the snare of his soul. Did you just read that one?
Yeah, I think it was another one.
Oh, it was just like it, yeah.
Well, it was either just like it or repeated, but I'm pretty sure there was several of them that were about the snare of the soul. Proverbs 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Let's move it
up. Proverbs 24, 9. The thought of the foolish is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. That means disgusting.
Yeah, I thought that one was interesting too. The scorner is an abomination.
Yeah.
There's many of those like that. In
oh, yeah.
That people don't believe. They just think God is all love. Proverbs 26, 7. The legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools.
Yeah. Yeah, the fools take even God's word and they butcher it, they corrupt it, they pervert it. They're profane.
Yeah. And there was just one last one here. And this is advice to the wise people.
Proverbs 14:7. Go from the presence of a foolish man. When thou perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you'll notice we walk away from people that don't want the truth. They're mockers. They come and ask foolish questions. They're silly. They're laughing. We don't go along with them. We don't stand there and give them opportunity to go on.
Yeah, or the people who come up and they're like, well, what's going on here? And you can see they don't have a right heart or a right attitude. I talked to a couple women that were like that today. They approached us. And even though you try to give them the gospel,
yep,
give them a gospel card, try to love your neighbor and do it, if they seem to be contentious right off the bat, it's like, the one woman, I said, tell you what, how about you email me? If you have any more questions or any questions or whatever, you can email me. So that's kind and loving. Shutting the door on today, but
right,
they can reach out with an email. Yeah, we want to be wise.
Today there was a bunch of older men like about my age, and the one guy brought over cookies. And I said, I was nice. I said, no, thank you, sir. We don't need cookies. I said, we'd rather have you bring Bible and truth and doctrine. Well, I started reading scripture. We have them on video. When we post it, you'll see it. They're standing there eating cookies, laughing, making jokes while I'm reading the Word of God. They didn't even listen to the Word of God. Not my words, the Word of eternal God. They didn't even listen to it, and they were eating cookies and laughing.
Yep, more concerned about cookies and feeding their face than
that's
they were
foolishness.
The Word of
God. So yeah, just a good example of what not to be. So our young brother saw what not to be. We were witnessing to some of their young people, 18 and 20 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The men came over and were trying to drown us out with some really bad singing, blaring the horn on golf carts, coming up trying to stop our preaching. And even the young men said, I don't know why Christians have to be this way. They said, that's
the
not right.
Yeah.
They saw the foolishness and the sin of their older men and their own faith.
Yeah, God can use that for them to see.
Yeah, amen. So it was, regardless of all the foolishness, it was a really good day. God was glorified. We contended for the truth. Lots of people heard and stood and watched, weren't foolish, weren't mocking. So I wonder what's going on with them. We talked to people that were seekers that wanted to talk, so the truth went out. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Amen. And what else happened today, Sister Amin? What happened when we went to a marketplace right afterwards? Because I felt like we should go there. What happened?
You're able to witness to a young man.
A young Baptist man comes up, sees our van. We talked to for 20 minutes. We'll see what happens. He said, you're going to hear from me. I want a meeting with you and my elders. I want to go over. He said, I want truth. And so it was perfect. We left there and met him. It was absolute perfect timing.
God's perfect timing.
Yeah. And today I got an email from the homeless man we witnessed to when we were on a walk the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And he's seeking for truth and he wants help. So a lot of good going out, a lot of truth going out, a lot of gospel good news that'll save people's souls going out.
Yeah, and who knows what's going on with gospel cards that you set out or hand out and yep. you never hear anything from.
Yep.
I like Isaiah 55:11. If I can, I want to go read that. I've always liked this one because it gives me a lot of
encouragement.
Yeah, I can say it, but I just wanted to go read it to get the whole thing. Hang on, I'm getting there.
We also stopped at a stand where this guy was selling smoked fish today. Super cheap. I bought a smoked fish for all of us to share. It was kind of a treat. Super cheap. He got the gospel. A guy riding by in a bike got the gospel. Somebody else was looking in our vans and our van signs and taking pictures. So, yep. Man, it was awesome today. We traveled. The gospel went out. Talked to people one-on-one. Preached at an event. Talked to seekers. We're helping the homeless. Oh, we met a homeless guy yeah. at Pinecraft. And he got yeah. my phone number to reach out. He was crying. And he got yeah, the phone he, number.
It's a troubled, sad life out there. So yep. it's nice to be able to give people that, you know, I'm just going to say this. That homeless guy there, and he was crying, and he was having a lot of issues in his life. And it just made me think about how hopeless I was, because I had a lot of tears before Christ, seeing how hopeless and rotten and horrible this world was and how wretched I was and that I didn't know there was any hope then. So what a gift to be able to give that to oh, yeah. somebody. What they do with it, you know, the Lord knows. But to be able to hand that precious gift of hope to somebody, I did that with that homeless lady yeah. the other day.
Yeah, and this all comes down to, for us, the Lord calls us to lose our life, to follow him, to obey him, to go preach the gospel. If we didn't obey to do that, we would not be meeting any of these people.
No.
And it's not that to our glory. The Spirit led us to do it. Yes, our will was needed, but we submitted, and now God uses us, and that's a glorifying thing to God.
It is, yeah. And
it pleases me, because it makes me joyous, because I know the Bible says it pleases him when his children walk in the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I like to walk in the truth. I like my house to walk in truth. I help my brother walk in truth, and we're pointing everybody else to the truth.
Yeah, I love that. We love the truth.
Yeah. The truth sets us free.
It does. Yeah. Oh, it sure does, yeah.
So, yeah, tomorrow we're headed to another big event. And then Sunday will be, good Lord willing, outside of a church, preaching the good news.
Let's see if we get those days.
Oh, I just got another email from a man that Brother Zelos met. Yeah. He's reaching out. He wants a meeting for help, so lots of good things going on.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Yeah.
Anything else today, Sister Amin?
Well, I could read this Isaiah 55 if you want at the
Go
end.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes out, doesn't return void. That means it may draw people to him and they find salvation. It may push people away to their ultimate judgment. It's their choice.
Yeah.
The word does its job.
Yeah, the word is doing it.
Yeah.
Not the people and the messengers. If it's delivered, like if you love your neighbor as unto yourself and you deliver the message to your neighbor as you would have it delivered unto you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not the messenger's problem. It's the word doing yeah. its job.
Yeah, and to close us out today, last thing I'll say about our preach, it was interesting. A lot of these older men, they're old men like me, walk up. They're not interested in the gospel, Christ crucified, his shed blood, the path to eternal life. They want to know, how old are you? Where are you from? What churches were you at? They want to know all this stuff that is meaningless in eternity. And it made me think about this verse. Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 2:1-2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. If these people's focus would be Christ and him crucified, they would be led to the Spirit and the Scriptures, and they would be led out of man-made religion. Their lives would be transformed. Instead, they're caught up in flesh and foolishness and things that are not incorruptible. They worry more about the corruptible bikes and ice cream,
Shuffleboard, bocce ball, cookies, laughter, yeah. unbiblical singing,
yeah,
entertainment, idleness. Yeah, it's a sad, long list.
Yeah. We hope that you're focused on Christ crucified. Check out the gospeldon'tperish.com. Check out the street preaching videos, all the teachings. That's what we're all about. Amen. And if you're about that, we're here to edify you. If not, no point in reaching out. As we tell people all the time, if you don't want to talk about the gospel and Christ, if that's not the foundation, we got nothing else for you.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Roman?
Just thankful to be a servant of the Lord. It's all to his glory by his power.
Amen.
Not of us. Yeah.
And tomorrow morning we head down the road. We have a big event to go preach, and I'm looking forward to it.
Amen. Me too.
If the Lord gives us tomorrow. All right. We love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the edification page and all of our resources for free to help you come to the knowledge of Christ and to help you walk in his ways to glorify the Creator and the one who shed his blood for us.
Amen.
Love you all.
May God be praised.